Now, the Tánaiste has said the plan is still for a phased return to office working in August. However, speaking to reporters this morning, Leo Varadkar said that this will depend on the public health situation, and he said the COVID virus had forced changes of that plan in the past.
But as things stand for now, the plan is to proceed with the July reopening as planned, international travel with restrictions on the 19th of July, and then further relaxation in August. And among the things under consideration for August is a phased return to the office. So level two, as you know, allows for people to return to the office for training, induction, for meetings. Level one is a staggered phased return to the office. But like I say, it'll be end of June when we have the cabinet meeting that we'll be able to work on that, and obviously there'll be engagement with employers and unions about that.
He also described concerns that some people are refusing to come back to work because they are content to stay on the pandemic unemployment payment as overstated. And Mr. Varadkar said there are many possible reasons why somebody might not be available to return to their old job. He said they may have returned to their home country in Central or Eastern Europe, or they might have found work in a different sector. The issue of the pandemic unemployment payment affecting those going back to work was raised at an Oireachtas committee by the CEO of the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises, ISME, Neil McDonnell, who said that the payment was affecting the return of workers in some sectors.
The pandemic unemployment payment is unfortunately acting as a significant brake on return to work in many areas of the economy, such as agriculture, hospitality, grooming and accommodation, and should be tapered more rapidly than the current plan suggests. While we do not oppose improvements in employees' entitlements in principle, we believe that the financial implications of many of them are not understood by legislators. The social fund must be used as the backstop for increased levels of employee support, as it is on the continent. This will require higher levels of employee contribution.
That's Neil McDonnell of ISME. Another group addressing the joint Oireachtas committee today, this morning, on the issue of the reopening of businesses shut down during the pandemic was the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, whose General Secretary Patricia King joins us now. Patricia King, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
As we heard, Leo Varadkar has said this morning that the government's plan is still for a phased return to office working in August. Are workers ready to go back?
Well, I have to say we were somewhat surprised when he nominated August as the date, because in any of the discussions we had had with the Department of the Taoiseach, we were talking more into September and so on. But, you know, the office worker return, this is a big cohort of workers returning to the workplace, and from our perspective, you know, there are quite a number of things that need to be discussed. Office spaces, by their very nature, can be very cramped. We don't know in August, September, what sort of social distancing rules will be required, what sort of PPE will be required. But we also have issues in relation to the ventilation of these offices, access to fresh air. All of those things will have to be taken on board. Plus the fact that particular cohort within that grouping are younger office workers who will return, won't necessarily, in some cases, won't have been vaccinated at all, but certainly in a lot of cases, those younger groups will not have had a double vaccination. So from those points of view, there are a considerable number of issues to be taken on board. We also have to deal with the issue of public transport, because, you know, returning to the old ways of packed public transport early morning and into the evenings, I mean, I don't think that is conducive at all to good operations.
Okay.
And we would also see remote working, blended working model. We need to have really serious discussions with them about the availability of that level of flexibility in those workplaces.
You mentioned vaccinations. Employers say there's, and to quote them, a disgraceful lack of clarity on workers and vaccines, and say they're caught between workers who refuse to work alongside those who haven't had a vaccine and those who won't get a vaccine or who haven't had one yet. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think there's any. I think that's a complete overstatement, quite candidly. I mean, firstly,
by employers?
Well, by employers, indeed, because the uptake in Ireland of vaccinations, as you know, is very high. The level of vaccine hesitancy is very low, which is augurs very well for having large cohorts of workers in workplaces vaccinated. The second thing, in those circumstances where there are large cohorts of workers vaccinated, the only person that's, you know, posing a threat to themselves actually is the unvaccinated worker. We have legislation, and indeed we have a constitution that protects, and really it's a settled issue now that a person cannot be required to undergo a medical procedure against their will. And our health and safety legislation doesn't extend.
Just you look at what's happening in England at the moment, where care workers and health workers could have to be vaccinated if they're continue in their jobs, or at least in the type of work that they're doing. Could that happen here?
Well, I'm sure nobody is proposing that we emulate what's happening in the UK, I mean, for mandatory vaccination in healthcare. What is agreed with the healthcare employers here in Ireland is that where an issue arises in relation to the vaccination of a worker, a redeployment option may be put into place to ensure that everybody is safe. But we have a very high level, and really the way to handle this and to deal with this is to continue to have promotion and strong encouragement of the public vaccination programme, which is imperative to combating the current pandemic. And that really is the position that we take on it. Other employer groups, I have to say, that I have engaged with are taking a more pragmatic view in that they are saying they will manage it as it occurs. The return to work safety protocol, which we all agreed, takes a similar view and that there is no suggestion in any of those that there should be a mandatory vaccination process.
Ismi, we're also talking about returning to work in some sectors, particularly in low-paid sectors. Neil MacDonald was saying that low-income workers remaining on welfare, including the PUP, are, quote, being economically rational. In their position, I would not go to work, he said. What do you think?
Yes, well, I heard that clip, and I've heard Neil make comments in relation to this. I have to say what is missing from his commentary is any basis in evidence that this is the case. Undoubtedly, workers who were in certain sectors have gone back home. Others have made lifestyle decisions. But I would just say to Neil in his comments there, I mean, the best way to ensure that you don't have a recruitment problem in the labour market is to pay a decent wage. And I think that that has been highlighted throughout the whole entire pandemic. And quite candidly, that's what those employers need to wake up to and need to now put themselves forward to try to build a plan to do that.
Patricia.